This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You know him from the Impractical Jokers, the Misery Index. Also, go check out his stand-up special, Messing with People. It's available on YouTube. He's also touring his latest material. It's Let's Get Into It. You can see him October the 3rd at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets available at his website, joegattoofficial.com. Again, you can do meet and greet options as well. All the information right there on the website. I think that's another interesting aspect. You put your special on YouTube, and I think that there seemed to be, as someone who follows comedy, but obviously not a comic, I think it was always, it felt like there was a hesitation of, if somebody would do it first, we would go there and find success. But there was kind of always this, well, if Netflix will throw some money at me, Amazon will throw some money, whoever, like, I'll take that. Have you found that it's easier to do it on YouTube? Do you find that more accessible? Would you rather do that or, you know, sell it to someone?
I think the streamer, they both have their perks, right? Streamers, you get the marketing money behind it. You get the big splash. You get the resume builder kind of deal, And you get in company with really, other talented folks that have had specials on those platforms. But if people aren't subscribed to it, they don't see it. So that's the negative. Everybody has YouTube. YouTube is fine. YouTube is free. YouTube is, it's completely accessible for everybody. So you're really just going to more of it's a different kind of plan to get it out there and get word out about it. It's really just you and whoever you brought it to the table with, in my case, 800-pound gorilla, getting out there and letting people know you have it. So, but it's completely accessible. So there's two different ways to do it. And I think there's benefits to both. And I could see myself liking either way, but for my first one, it's going to be an interesting way to go and see how it pans out.
How long does it take you to come up with an hour?
An hour and 5 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. For me, I'm a storyteller. So that's my, it took me a little bit longer just to find my voice and figure out how I was going to entertain. Like, I've always loved performing live. I've always been able to make a room laugh. I've always loved that. But I was going to see what was my voice now that was just me up there for 65 minutes. So for me, I'm a storyteller. So now really the part of it is like, okay, what stories do I want to tell? And then when I figure out what stories it is, it's like, okay, do I have an overall theme? So for my new one, Let's Get Into It, really just came together nicely because I wanted to explore how people become people. I think that's so, being a dad now too, like to see my little kids growing up and becoming like personalities. And the only basis you have is yourself, right? So it's like, okay, let's get into it. How did I become who I am? This loud, boisterous person who's out there, brave, being kind, and just making people laugh, versus the kid that I was, who was this super nerdy, OG, original geek, 10-year-old kid who was making tests for my father when he came home from work. I would be opening up the encyclopedias and be like, pop quiz, dad, like that. To see the end product is so interesting to me. So I just use that as my platform to be like, all right, what stories that I saw my development? And they're all fun stories. I've had a very storied life of 48 years. I've been very fortunate to have some crazy things happen. And I love to share that so people get more insight into me and what makes me me.
So on these tests, are we just like going to the world books, pulling out the letter B and being like, all right, pops, here we go.
I'm laying out the Encyclopedia Britannicas. I'm going volume to volume. I'm thinking of a theme. Let's get into geography. Let's go in a couple here. Find one from B, find one from L. Let's get into animals. It really was a very sordid thing. Thankfully, my dad was smart. My son actually does that for me now, which is very funny. My son is, he's 7 now and he loves math like I did. He was obsessed with math. So he loves making me math tests, and I like apologize to my father in heaven. Like, I'm sorry, dad.
I just had we've got a 1-year-old now, and you're right. One of the one of the joys, I guess, of life is kind of like watching, like, no matter how different we all think we are, it's like you see your kid and you're like, ah, I see where you get that from. Like, my daughter might have a little punk streak into her. And I was like, no, I was a sweet kid. No, you weren't. You threw your shoes. Like, you threw temper tantrums.
Yeah. I think they're reflections, of course, right? You know, mix, and then you get to see your partner as well. Like, I see my daughter looks 100% like my wife, and then has 100% of my personality, like 98% of my personality. Like, it's so funny to see. Like, she's crazy, brave, middle of the room. She wants to be a DJ when she grows up. Like, she loves entertaining. She runs out on stage. My son looks like me, a wallflower, like his mom. You know, like, it's so funny to see, like, the differences between them.
100. We have the exact same experience. Mine looks like the spitting image of my wife, thank God.
Yeah.
And then pretty much all of her mannerisms, all of her personality, as much personality as you can have at 1 and 3 weeks, she seems to be exerting a lot of the punk streak, I guess, if you will.
That's good.
He is, of course, Joe Gatto. You can see him at the Orpheum Theater on October the 3rd. Again, tickets available at joegatto.com. Joe, I always end every interview this way. Is there anything I missed? Anything else that you wanted to put out there?
No, you know, I love you guys. Come on out for a night of fun. You know, you could, like you said, I'm also pretty active on my Instagram. If you guys want to follow me there at @Joe_Gatto. And if you like, Senior Dog Rescue, Gatto Pups and Friends is my Senior Dog Rescue. If you guys want to spread the word on any of those puppies that need homes, we've always got some oldies but goodies.
Joe, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is Joe Gatto again, October the 3rd at the Orpheum Theater. Program is brought to you by our good friends at Birdies, 493 South Main Street, Suite 101. It's President's Cup weekend, and so that means that Birdies has all of the formats to compete against your friends. So we'll have everything from match play, best ball, alternate shot. You can book for 3 hours and pay for 2 hours this weekend while the President's Cup is going on. So you can compete with your friends in the same formats that the U.S. team and the international team will be competing in as well. Also, a great part about Birdies is while you're on the simulators, yes, you can play one of 600 courses worldwide, but you can also watch the game that you want to watch with the sound. So that's a fantastic option to go and have a group activity. They've also got great TV selection. So if you just want to go and hang out, it makes for a great spot as well. Also, a reminder, they always have the hole-in-one challenge, and it still applies for course play. If you card a hole-in-one during course play, you can win a 1-year membership to Birdies. And of course, a 1-year membership gets you 10 hours per month on the simulators, as well as discounts and more. Golf at birdies.com. Remember, it's big weekend for sports. We got President's Cup, Premier League, of course, college and NFL football. They'll be open up on Saturdays and Sundays at 9 a.m. for the big sports weekend. Golf at birdies.com. Follow them on Instagram at birdies901. Late to get to the list. We'll take a break. We'll get into the list. CJ Hurt also coming up later this hour. Let's get into the Memphis Grizzlies promotional schedule. We'll do that next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Coming up next segment, Grind City Media's CJ Hurt's going to join the program. We'll talk to him about the big Michigan win as well as this Grizzlies promotional schedule that we're going to get into on the list. The Memphis Grizzlies promotional schedule. That's right, Kevin. We have got our official promotional schedule for the Memphis Grizzlies. We will have many, many events and many giveaways, and the Grizzlies will open things up. They're going to start with the preseason game. The preseason game will be Breast Cancer Awareness Game, October the 18th against the Heat. Opening night will be presented by Robinhood. Robinhood, of course, the jersey sponsor with the Grizzlies Classic Edition reversible bucket hat available to the first 10,000 fans. I think some of the highlights we also have on Halloween night against the Bucks. We have Ja Morant glow-in-the-dark Jalloween t-shirts to the first 5,000 fans. Also, we have two holiday nights. So we have on December the 19th, the Warriors game, Grizzlies City Edition wrapping paper to the first 5,000 fans. And this is kind of a new one, I think. Maybe I'm wrong on this. I just don't recall it. Also, on the 23rd, when they host the Clippers, it will be the Grizzlies Classic Edition holiday ornament to the first 5,000 fans. I do not remember ornaments. Do you?
I do not recall, but I like the idea, and I like the idea of as a tradition. There's so many items always on the list every year of the giveaways. They're like traditions, right? They always give away this. They always give away that. I don't see why not an ornament, because then if you're a true Grizzlies fan, you know, you could get your, you know, eventually have a Grizzlies tree at the house, right?
So the Grizzlies will also celebrate their 30th birthday. It'll be presented by Pinnacle Financial Partners on Saturday, February the 8th. The first 5,000 fans will receive a Grizzlies Classic Edition Super Grizz cape and mask set.
This is Grizz the mascot's birthday?
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's the Grizzlies' 30th.
It looks like
as a franchise, right?
I mean, it is that, too. But it says
it's obviously Grizzlies. Not the 30th in Memphis, right? Because that would be 94,
yeah,
right?
Because, yeah, we're looking at 2001. It was always – so, yeah. It's, but I don't know if it was the mascot or if it's the team. Because the mascot would be the same age.
One that I always –
doesn't Grizz always have a birthday party?
I think he does. But I think this is the Grizzlies' birthday party. But
I don't remember him telling us his age. But, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a lot like women. You don't ask Grizz's age. we also have – one of my favorites is the Bulls game. So that's the second home game. That will be the magnet schedule to the first 10,000 fans.
That's the annual.
I'm a Southern. I'm like, I just feel like there's nothing defines. Were you a Southern football fan quite like the magnet schedule? And I love it even with the Grizzlies magnet schedule, where I've got the dry erase pen on the refrigerator and go through W's and L's. There's something about it that makes you feel good. Also, let's see. Oh yeah, there was what's Scarf Night?
There's the Scarf Night is back. That's in November 27th against Detroit. So you're around Thanksgiving there. 3,000 fans get a scarf. You get the mini basketball. You've got posters and shirts galore as usual. Lots of posters, and if you like posters and shirts, you go to every game. You're gonna get one for many of them.
Fan Appreciation Night. That will be all fans in attendance receive a Grizzlies poster.
I was trying to find one, like, okay, they haven't given away, but the ornament one makes sense, and if they've done
I just don't
it, and I just don't,
that.
Don't remember
I
mean, it.
I think it's a great idea, I just don't recall it, yeah.
And it should be an annual thing. We've got Grizzlies watch, I don't know.
I don't remember that either.
And we have Grizzlies building block set, February 28th against the New York Knicks. You get a building block set, we both have young children, that sounds intriguing. I guess it's building block. I wonder what they look like. It's given away on Gospel Night, which is interesting. There is a kid's day on the schedule, I know. Tony Allen, of course, the record when they retire Tony's jersey, that the date was announced earlier in the week, so March 15th. The continuing your album collection there. Now, of course, you know, it grabs my attention here. Wrestling Night is continuing. I still can't figure out why they keep doing Wrestling Night. You know, I'm a huge wrestling guy.
I think it's fine. The problem was the season where they overdid it, and it felt like they did it every week. When it was a one-off gimmick, it makes sense. It's when they overdo it with the wrestling.
And we've got Wrestling Night back. Well, also that, and it kind of got stale. It was very much the Tiger football. It was the Charlotte here of the Grizzlies promotional schedule, because it was Wrestling Night. And they didn't have any creative new ideas for giveaways either, right?
Yeah.
So they kept repeating the same things. And this year, the Bane Main Wrestling Buddies. So we're getting a Bane Wrestling Buddy. We've done the Wrestling Buddy one other time, the Zeebo Wrestling Buddy. And so we've got the next generation of Grizzlies wrestling. So that is a great giveaway, a one of a kind item. It will make Wrestling Night, you know, a reason to go there on March 1st.
I don't think these two things are related, but it was just confusing to me. So on April 1st, the Grizzlies host the Warriors.
Right.
April Fool's Day, Jaren Jaxey hoodie to the first 3,000 fans. It feels like those two things are like two separate things. Like, I'm someone that hates April Fool's Day,
right?
Because I think it's just an invitation for unfunny people to try to be funny.
Okay.
But the Jaren Jaxey hoodie feels like it should just go on another day and do something else on April Fool's Day.
Do we think it's a hoodie? It's a real hoodie that you would wear?
I mean,
is there something?
The fact that it's April Fool's, I'm going to say no. Because
are they going that toy Yoda route?
Well, I just think if you say this is Jaren Jaxey hoodie night, would you not agree that that's probably on the higher end of the fan giveaways?
If it's a real hoodie, but that's T-shirts are one thing. You can shrink them. And like, hoodies are not necessarily one size fit all. I'm very interested. I don't remember them doing a hoodie giveaway before. And also, wouldn't you want to do it when it is colder out? Why can't we get this earlier in the season?
To me, it feels
when
like...
When you can wear it versus let's do it if it's really happening. If it's a real hoodie they're giving away on April Fool's Day, then like it's going to warm up. It's going to be warm.
Well... So we have January 30th versus the Rockets, Lunar New Year game. Are we doing anything, or are we just announcing Lunar New Year? Because I didn't know that that was a thing we cared about.
Apparently.
So
I don't know why that's on.
Why not just flip Jaren Jaxey hoodie night, put that on January 30th, and then say April Fool's Day, Lunar New Year game. That can be your joke.
If I would go, why not go all in on the April Fool's Day and have like, some mystery giveaway of some sort.
Well, like that's the night that I feel like you do like the Steven Adams something, like the Hawaiian or like something,
or
like
something goofy.
A gag gift.
Yeah, the gag one, which we don't really see.
I don't really see one this year. Do you? I mean, is the
hoodie,
Halloween?
Is the hoodie going to be like that? I like the John Morant Halloween shirt to the first 5,000 fans. But what if on April Fool's Day, maybe you did a, you know how, you know, kids these days, they love those mystery toys. They love those little bags of like, ooh, what could be in it? Like for April Fool's Day, you just get, they have a bunch of random, maybe it's miniature Jaw bobblehead or something. And you put those in those mystery bags. But some of them are actually jokes. And
exactly.
You hand out some. Like, that is something you do
you
not
could
want.
You get a Chandler Parsons one.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you get something ridiculous. That's what I would do for April Fool's Day. Free. You know, I'm always giving out free ideas here on the radio. That's what I do. That's my free idea that I think would be tons of fun. It would be a reason to go out. What could you get in your little mystery bag from the Grizzlies? But we'll see what this hoodie looks like.
All right. I do wonder, maybe was Jaren involved in the planning of the hoodie? Maybe Jaren's the jokester? I don't know. The fact that they do April Fool's
Day. Jokester,
yeah.
He's the... That could be it, but still, I'm more concerned that the hoodie should be, let me be able to wear it throughout the season versus give it to me at the end of the season.
Okay, what's our power rankings?
Look, I'm biased for Ford's Wrestling, even though I think the Grizzlies have just done a very disservice to the professional wrestling community with their wrestling nights the past few years. I mean, they have not... They peaked at one point.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jason Potter back when he was over there at the Grizzlies. They peaked. Wrestling Night peaked a long time ago. Like you said, they overdid it, and they have not recovered from that since. And so I'm not really intrigued by the Wrestling Night element, but the Wrestling Buddy, cool. I would love one of those. I don't know if I put that number one. The watch for sure is interesting. I'm interested to see.
The problem with the shirt giveaway is they always come in XL.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The hoodie, like, what's the hoodie going to be? A large hoodie is. I guess you could wear that. Shirts and hoodies are
in
style.
To every single one of those T-shirts or sweatshirts that we get, they go to my wife.
Right,
because my wife wants to wear the extra big shirts. That's her thing.
What about this? The reversible bucket hat. Do you own a bucket hat? You're wearing a hat right now. It is not a bucket hat.
I do not own a bucket hat, but I do know. Bucket hat people are quite the enthusiasts. It's just never...
I mean, they're back in style, right? As they have been here for a minute.
Are they?
Now. Yeah, they're back in style. Yeah, I mean, they're in style.
I'm not the person to ask.
They're back in style, yeah. Like, I think of...
I mean, I always just think it's more...
Britney Spears and Crossroads.
Well, I just always mainly think of, like, it's the guys that I know that play golf that, like, burn by just staying, like, sunburn by just being, like, out in sunshine for 10 minutes. all those guys are bucket hat guys.
Of all of these, I think, I mean, obviously the usability of the Magna schedule every year, that's always one that's reliable. I like the holiday ornament thing. That's just
I do too. I
mean, when you're decorating the tree, it's something that, you know, ornaments are special. People get them when you go out of town or remember a vacation. And to be able to rep your favorite team decorating the tree, I think, is a pretty cool.
I was thinking, am I being insane by wanting that on my top five?
The ornament? No, I think you need to. I mean, because the usability, right? You're going to use that one every single year. You have a place to put it already, right?
Yeah.
Which is you're going to put it with the Christmas decorations.
Now, I also understand some of this is you have to think like a kid. Like, there's a lot of poster nights. I don't care about posters anymore, but 13-year-old me was a poster guy.
Right. But there's, I mean, there's, because what do you do? Because you're not hanging the poster up,
I'm
right?
I'm telling you what the bottom of my list is.
And hope you don't step on it and crunch the posters. The posters can be all right.
The bottom of my list is those building blocks.
You don't want the building. I think they're high on there.
No, here's for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to step on that.
Yes.
Like, they're going to be tossed. My daughter, of course, would love them, but those things are going to get thrown on the floor, and I'm just going to step on it and then do the Peter Griffin.
It's the next generation of Grizzlies fans, so you need to get them. And that's why there are hooks the young kids.
Let's be real. These should be geared towards kids.
The Grizzlies building block sets, the wrestling buddy is cool. I mean, the Z-Bo wrestling buddy is a very important part of my household.
No, so, wrestling buddy was in my top five as well.
Yeah, so it's definitely in the top five. But there's not, you know, there's nothing totally that sounds unorthodox or bizarre like we often see, like whether it's a yoga mat or flip-flop, something that just really jumps off as being like, oh, I haven't seen that before.
All right, so yeah. I'm putting my top five.
Your top five. You got.
All right, I'm going with the ornament.
Ornament.
Schedule magnet. I'm going to add wrestling buddy. I don't wear watches. Like, that's the thing.
I think I could always use another pair of sunglasses and another watch. I'm always down with that.
I'm also very dumb, so thundersticks do kind of speak to me.
Are you serious? There's no way you're putting those on your list.
Those things make noise, and like I'm like, yeah.
Don't they give those out at every game anyway?
Playoff games, or they used to. Now I think we're more of like the towel guy.
Oh, we're definitely towel, like a city edition.
I don't hate the city edition car air freshener.
No, I don't hate that. I'm not a big fan of the senses. I wouldn't put that on there. I think the only one we disagree, most of our top five is the same outside. I want to see the building blocks.
I want the Zach Edey mini basketball on Kids Day.
Okay.
I like mini basketball.
That seems to be in the regular rotation, which is nothing against it. If you don't have one, you need it. Of course, we don't have a Zach one. That's the key. The Edey one, like, this is going to be a whole, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. This moment right now is getting me excited for the season. We're 1 month and 1 day away, Jeffrey, and from October 26th. Your chance to get that bucket hat. You're going to get one. You need to get one. 10,000 fans. That's almost half the – that's over half the building is going to get a bucket hat.
The retirement vinyls are always good because it has, like, their highlights on it.
Oh, and those are – that's a collectible. Yeah. So you've got the you got the categories. And here's the thing you're going to collect. Here's the thing that you could actually use. And here's the thing that's great for your kids. Here's a great – here's the thing you could – you wear it is – there's a lot of things to wear in here. And the posters, like I said, posters can be cool, but
it's for kids, and I'm cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think back to, like, you know, when I was growing up, I loved posters. A cool poster really brought the noise. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about it all with CJ Hurt. We'll do that next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Program is brought to you by our friends at Birdies. Birdies is Memphis's number one spot for virtual golf. It's located at 493 South Main Street, Suite 101. It's President's Cup weekend, and so that means Birdies has all the formats for you to compete against your friends that they'll be competing on the big stage as Team USA takes on the international team. Match ball, best ball, alternate shot, they've all got it. And this weekend, when you book 3 hours on a simulator, you will only pay for two. Birdies will set up 3 hours competition in those formats, but you will just pay for two. Don't forget about the hole-in-one challenge. It still applies for course play. So if you card a hole-in-one during course play, you can win a one-year membership to Birdies. President's Cup, English Premier League, College football, NFL, it's all going on at Birdie's this weekend. A great spot to watch the game and a great spot to just go hang out with friends. 493 South Main Street, Suite 101, golf at birdies.com. CJ Hurd is, of course, Grind City media personality. You can see him each and every weekday morning on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurd. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at ConRadicalness. All right, CJ, let's start first with the Grizzlies promotional schedule. Do you have an event? I mean, obviously, we're fortunate in the media. We usually get the giveaways to plug them. But if you were going as a fan, is there a night that you would target?
Ooh, let me try and pull it up. Help me out. Refresh my memory.
Right, so here we go. Let's start opening night. You got the Grizzlies Classic Edition reversible bucket hat. First 10,000 fans.
CJ, you seem like a bucket hat person on when I watch you.
I am. YouTube. I do have a bucket hat.
All right.
So that's a good one.
All right. The next one is the magnet schedule. First 10,000 fans. That's second gift.
Skip that.
So, yeah.
Skip that.
If you're a Southern football guy, you'd love your magnet schedule. All right. We've also got the Grizz Votes pin. First 3,000. Okay. To me, let's start to get to these ones. All right. We got the Ja Morant glow in the dark Jalloween t-shirt.
I'm intrigued by that.
Okay. All right, intriguing.
CJ, definitely a t-shirt guy. So far, they're starting strong with you, CJ.
Now, I'm worried this is stolen valor, but these, I don't hate this one. The Grizzlies dog tags on Military Appreciation Night. Now, I don't know if you can, like...
Oh, no,
but you just throw on Top Gun, you know, a little bomber jacket?
No, can't be wearing dog tags, having not served.
All right, we've also... I think that's a fair point. I actually think that's a legit criticism. HBCU Night... It's the City Edition Letterman patch to the first 5,000 fans. So do you have to have a Letterman's jacket?
I think you could put it on like a pair of jeans. If you got a jean jacket, I'm sure you can iron it onto one of those types of things. Yeah, that's interesting.
All right, we got the City Scarf on the Pistons game. That's the City Edition Scarf. That's the first 3,000.
The wife is a sucker for a good scarf. And not only is the wife a sucker for a good scarf, her friends are suckers for good scarves. So that is absolutely one we'll be at just so she can get that and then take mine and mail it to her friend who's staying in Oakland.
So hey. I used to not hate this. Now, when you're single and you can decorate your room the way you want, not the way your wife wants, I didn't used to hang scarves, like, you know, of my teams. I didn't mind that, but that's no longer not applicable anymore.
That's a perennial favorite, right? The scarf. And I like, Jeffrey, though, look at the calendar on this one. November 27th, you're going to be able to get it in time for the cold weather, so you can enjoy it.
That's a fair point.
All right. Y'all wearing scarves?
I'm not a scarf guy.
I'm saying whoever gets it.
His point is the Jaren hoodie comes in April. And his point is, like, by then, we're not wearing hoodies for another...
You don't need a hoodie in April.
Yeah. Give us, like, weatherproofs, but, like, you know, like rainproofs. That's it. I think this one's up there. Kids Day, December 1st, Zach Edey mini basketball.
I think it's only up there because it's Zach Edey. I think you wouldn't care if it was just a mini basketball set because you probably already have a Grizzlies mini basketball. But because it's Zach Edey, who does deserve a promotion, and shout out to our buddy Anthony Sane listening right now, who's like, there should be a Zach Edey growth chart.
Yeah, he should trademark
that.
That's a great idea.
They did one with Jaren.
They did it with Jaren.
Do one with Edey.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess you have turnaround time here.
All right, then we get the holidays. So we have... the wrapping paper on the 19th versus the Warriors, and then against the Clippers on the 23rd, the Grizzlies Classic Edition Holiday Ornament.
Do you remember an ornament?
I don't remember that.
I'm in on that. That's, to me, that's a top five.
Ornament's my number one.
I can't
one.
Think of the Grizzlies doing an ornament.
I can't either. I can always remember the wrapping paper. I do not remember the ornament. I think the ornament's a great idea.
Yeah. Give me that.
And it's a holiday ornament in particular, Jeffrey, not a Christmas ornament.
Sorry.
You know why it's that? Because it's on Festivus. They're giving away on Festivus.
Festivus, so you don't for the rest of us. Oh, that's the 23rd. Yeah. Good point. Yeah, it's a Festivus. I got a lot of problem with all you people. You're going to hear about them. we've also got our Hustle poster. We've got Mentor Night with Mentor t-shirts. We have the City Edition Car Air Freshener. I don't know what's the difference between a City Edition Car Air Freshener and then the standard home game.
Find out on January 24th against the New Orleans.
I think the City Edition one. Smells more like the pyramid than the regular one. The regular one smells like FedEx Forum.
Yeah, yeah, that new car smell. We have Spirit Night, so that would be the Grizz Girl poster. we've announced that January 30th is Lunar New Year game, but there's no giveaway. Are we doing something? I don't recall doing this.
Do you celebrate Lunar New Year?
They've started doing that. The Grizzlies, for whatever reason, have a huge following in China.
So
I do believe they started doing stuff to celebrate Lunar New Year maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I can't remember exactly. But, yeah, that's something that they've started doing now.
All right.
To continue to grow that fan base over there.
All right, so then we've got the Grizz's 30th birthday. It'll be a classic edition Super Grizz cape and mask giveaway.
Give it to me. That's the
You're
one.
You're so going to wear that on the show. I can already see you on YouTube
birthday?
In that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to be shirtless. Grizz's birthday is always one of my favorite games.
And it does not come with a shirt. So, you're right. It doesn't come with a shirt.
I'm
gotta...
absolutely going to be in a mask.
And CJ
and
just gets filmed from the waist up.
Yeah.
So that's smart.
Absolutely.
I was telling Kevin, I think this is a good giveaway. It just upsets me because I know I'm going to step on them. On Gospel Night, we're giving out Grizzlies building block set to the first 5,000 fans. I can already just see that being tossed around by my daughter, and I'm just going to step on it and like stub a toe.
It's in my top three. I just want to see. Of course, we don't know what it looks like.
That just begs to be like injured in the middle of the night as you stumble about trying to get a glass of water.
I can already see like putting the dog up. Yep, I can already see that. We've got the Grizzly wrestling buddy. It's a Bane main wrestling buddy. So Kevin and I are wrestling friends,
buddy?
So we're in on that.
Yeah. All right, so one is the wrestling buddy, two is the mask and the cape, and three right now is the ornament.
All right, then we've also I'm setting aside the Tony Allen commemorative vinyl record. Like that's a collector's
item.
And that's part of the retirement thing.
Yeah.
All right, we've also got Grizzlies watch on the Celtics game. That's March 31st, first 5,000 fans.
Okay.
All right.
That's not bad. Are we still wearing watches?
I think everyone's wearing Apple Watches, but I mean, that's the thing. It's like if I were a watch guy, I guess. But this one was the confusing one to me. So it's April 1st, Golden State Warriors. It's denounced as April Fool's Day, but that's the Jaren Jackson hoodie to the first 3,000 fans.
Hey,
is there
now that you mentioned
is
it,
that a
that's
swerve?
That's a prank. That's got to be a prank.
That's what
got
I thought.
To be a prank.
Because they boldened April Fool's Day. Like, they didn't just announce. Like, I didn't sit there and go, oh, it's April 1st. That's April Fool's Day, the Jaren Jackson hoodie. They put in bold, the Grizzlies, April Fool's Day, Jaren Jackson hoodie.
They've got to be pulling our
leg.
They've got to be.
All right, and then we wrap up with Thundersticks. I told Kevin I'm still an idiot at heart, so I love Thundersticks.
Kevin's going to be the first person in line for the Thundersticks.
First person
like
in his mid-30s.
Like it's Black Friday.
Pushing people over, yeah. It's the South Park thing. Instead of like getting sweet deals, I'm just trying to get Thundersticks. And then the last night is all fans in attendance receive a Grizzlies poster for Fan Appreciation Night.
Okay. All right.
I'm trying to Google if there's some type of prank associated with the hoodies, like, you know, like that old, you know, the Toyota. They were giving away a Toyota, and it was like a Toyota, a Yoda toy, not a Toyota car. And I was like, maybe there's a hoodie version of this, but.
Well, I just figured, like you said, it had to be some kind of prank, and I was thinking, because Jaren's kind of the jokester,
Is it like a koozie, maybe? That looks like a hoodie, because, you know, they had a little shirt.
Or something for the hood of your car.
Ooh, a hoodie. Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
We're not getting a sweatshirt. Let's be real.
We're not getting a sweater in April.
That's it, Jeffrey. Something for the hood of your car, hood ornament, that's Jaren Jackson's number on it and his face or something. I think you might be on. We might just had, we figured it out. Investigative reporters here on 92.9 ESPN.
Just connect the daughters. All right. Wanted to get your thoughts. Is the Michigan football season back on?
No. Like, what are we doing here? They can't.
But it was fun to see a big win.
Yeah.
It was fun, though. And listen, if this is what the season, I would rather Michigan play this way.
Yeah.
This is what I am familiar with. This is what I like. I like 3 yards in a cloud of dust. I like just getting 9 to 12 yards on offense and punt the ball. Let's play this field position game. I like, hey, quarterback, if you can throw for like 120 yards, we'll be in good shape. Like, I like this style of football. Unfortunately, Michigan will have to play teams, Oregon and Ohio State immediately come to mind, who will absolutely take advantage of them if you can't push the ball down the field. USC for all the improvements, and that, again, that is a much improved USC defense that when it mattered, they couldn't tackle. And listen, you're not going to be able to out-physical everybody all of the time. If USC had been able to get Michigan down, let's say 9 points,
yeah,
I'm not sure Michigan would be built to come back from a deficit that large. And I think that Oregon and Ohio State specifically can do that, where, hey, not necessarily jump all over you, but get up two scores on you, and then you start pressing, and then what can you do? That's what happened in the Texas game, where, like, the defense is holding up pretty okay. The score is 14-0. All you got to do is drive down the field and put something on the board to get momentum back on your side. And instead of doing that, because Michigan couldn't push the ball down the field, because Texas was good enough to stop the run on that particular possession, they dropped back. Warren tries to fit it into a place he's got no business trying to fit it into. Texas gets an interception, drives down the field, scores a touchdown. Now you're down three scores, and it's hard to come back down three scores if you're anybody, let alone a Michigan team that can't push the ball down the field right now.
Yeah, there's no question. I thought game script played exactly for Michigan, and then I kind of thought an underrated big play of the game was the fourth down before Michigan scored the first touchdown. I don't know if it was the TV angle or whatnot, but it looked close. They didn't even review it. And then when they went down and scored there, you could just tell, because at that point, USC had no answers for Michigan's front. They hadn't quite figured it out yet. I just felt like the fact that they got to game script it exactly how they wanted, like that was so big for Michigan. But like, how many times is that repeatable? I don't know.
I don't know either. And not only is it how many times is that repeatable, how many times is that repeatable against a good team?
Yeah.
Like, that might be repeatable against Minnesota. You know, I'm not sure offhand who else Michigan plays, but the teams in the Northwestern tier of the Big Ten, the Rutgers, the Marylands of the Big Ten, the UCLAs right now of the Big Ten, that might be repeatable against them. But if you're playing the good teams in the Big Ten, if you're playing a good team, not just in the Big Ten, but nationally, you can't be that one-dimensional on offense. And then on the defensive side of the ball, when Will Johnson went out, that secondary looked completely different. One. Two, when their starting defensive tackles aren't in, I think it's Benny and Graham, when they aren't in, you can absolutely gash this team up front. So, yeah, we're going to talk. We talked a lot about that quarterback position, but Michigan's got issues on the defensive side of the ball also. And I didn't know they were going to lack this much depth on the defensive side of the ball. I guess it could be expected, all the guys who left and went to the NFL. But still, I thought Michigan had got to the point to where they were going to simply be able to reload. Not saying they were going to go undefeated and Big Ten player or anything like that, but I thought they were going to be good enough to be a 9-3, 10-2 type of team. And right now, they're closer to 7-5 than 10-2, in my opinion.
CJ, we appreciate it, buddy. Good talk, man.
Appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
That is CJ Hurd, of course, of Grind City Media. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Kevin, for today's Tell Your Story, I go to the one, the only Stone Cold Steve Austin. This from the new Vince McMahon documentary that's available on Netflix. I worked for a long time. I got dropped on my head one time. I got concussed there. But other than that, I can't remember having too many concussions in the business of pro wrestling. And my take on that has always been that if you were just wrestling and you got a bunch of concussions, you're probably doing something wrong. I'm not a CTE guy. Just don't believe in it.
What?
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 Huh? Very deserving of the what chant right there, Steve Austin.
He's not a thought leader. He's still my favorite wrestler. I want to thank CJ Hurd as well as Joe Gatto for joining the program. If this is anything, be up on the podcast show after the program ends. For Dennis, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Coon Show is coming up next.